We command that the bishop have power over the goods of the church, for if he be entrusted with the precious souls of men, much more ought he to give directions about goods, that they all be distributed to those in want, according to his authority, by the presbyters and deacons, and be used for their support with the fear of God, and with all reverence. He is also to partake of those things he wants, if he does want them, for his necessary occasions, and those of the brethren who live with him, that they may not by any means be in straits, for the law of God appointed, that those who waited at the altar should be maintained by the altar, since not so much as a soldier does at any time bear arms against the enemies at his own charges. 42. Let a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who indulges himself in dice or drinking, either leave off those practices, or let him be deprived. 3. 43. If a subdeacon, a reader, or a singer does the like, either let him leave off, or let him be suspended, and so for one of the laity. 44. Let a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who requires usury of those he lends to, either leave off to do so, or let him be deprived. 45. Let a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who only prays with heretics, be suspended, but if he also permit them to perform any part of the office of a clergyman, let him be deprived. 4. 46. We command that a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon who receives the baptism, or the sacrifice of heretics, be deprived, for what agreement is there between Christ and Belial, or what part hath a believer with an infidel? 1. 47. If a bishop or presbyter baptizes him who has had true baptism, or does not baptize him who is polluted by the ungodly, let him be deprived, as ridiculing the cross and the death of the Lord, and not distinguishing between real priests and counterfeit ones. 48. If a layman divorces his own wife, and takes another, or one divorced by another, let him be suspended too. 49. If any bishop or presbyter does not baptize according to the Lord's constitution, into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but into three beings without beginning, or into three sons, or three comforters, let him be deprived. 3. 50. If any bishop or presbyter does not perform the three immersions of the one admission, but one immersion, which is given into the death of Christ, let him be deprived, for the Lord did not say, baptize into my death, but, go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Do ye, therefore, O bishops, baptize thrice into one Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, according to the will of Christ, and our constitution by the Spirit. 4. 51. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, or indeed any one of the sacerdotal catalogue, abstains from marriage, flesh, and wine, not for his own exercise, but because he abominates these things, forgetting that all things were very good, 5, and that God made man male and female, 6, and blasphemously abuses the creation, either let him reform, or let him be deprived, and be cast out of the church, and the same for one of the laity. 7. 52. If any bishop or presbyter does not receive him that returns from his sin, but rejects him, let him be deprived, because he grieves Christ, who says, there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. 8. 53. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon does not on festival days partake of flesh or wine, let him be deprived, as, having a seared conscience, 9, and becoming a cause of scandal to many. 54. If any one of the clergy be taken eating in a tavern, let him be suspended, excepting when he is forced to bait at an inn upon the road. 10. 55. If any one of the clergy abuses his bishop unjustly, let him be deprived, for says the scripture, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. 11. 56. If any one of the clergy abuses a presbyter or a deacon, let him be separated. 57. If any one of the clergy mocks at a lame, a deaf, or a blind man, or at one maimed in his feet, let him be suspended, and the like for the laity. 58. Let a bishop or presbyter who takes no care of the clergy or people, and does not instruct them in piety, be separated, and if he continues in his negligence, let him be deprived. 12. 59. If any bishop or presbyter, when any one of the clergy is in want, does not supply his necessity, let him be suspended, and if he continues in it, let him be deprived, as having killed his brother. 13. 60. If any one publicly reads in the church the spurious books of the ungodly, as if they were holy, to the destruction of the people, and of the clergy, let him be deprived. 14. 61. If there be an accusation against a Christian for fornication, or adultery, or any other forbidden action, and he be convicted, let him not be promoted into the clergy. 62. If any one of the clergy for fear of men, as of a Jew, or a Gentile, or an heretic, shall deny the name of Christ, let him be suspended, but if he deny the name of a clergyman, let him be deprived, but when he repents, let him be received as one of the laity. 1. 63. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, or indeed any one of the sacerdotal catalogue, eats flesh with the blood of its life, or that which is torn by beasts, or which died of itself, let him be deprived, for this the law itself has forbidden too, but if he be one of the laity, let him be suspended. 3. 64. If any one of the clergy be found to fast on the Lord's day, or on the Sabbath day, excepting one only, let him be deprived, but if he be one of the laity, let him be suspended. 4. 65. If any one, either of the clergy or laity, enters into a synagogue of the Jews or heretics to pray, let him be deprived and suspended. 5. 66. If any one of the clergy strikes one in a quarrel, and kills him by that one stroke, let him be deprived, on account of his rashness, but if he be one of the laity, let him be suspended. 6. 67. If anyone has offered violence to a virgin not betrothed, and keeps her, let him be suspended. But it is not lawful for him to take another to wife, but he must retain her whom he has chosen, although she be poor. 7. 68. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, receives a second ordination from any one, let him be deprived, and the person who ordained him, unless he can show that his former ordination was from the heretics, for those that are either baptized or ordained by such as these, can be neither Christians nor clergymen. 8. 69. If any bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, or reader, or singer, does not fast the fast of 40 days, or the fourth day of the week, and the day of the preparation, let him be deprived, except he be hindered by weakness of body, but if he be one of the laity, let him be suspended. 9. 70. If any bishop, or any other of the clergy, fasts with the Jews, or keeps the festivals with them, or accepts of the presents from their festivals, as unleavened bread or some such thing, let him be deprived, but if he be one of the laity, let him be suspended. 10. 71. If any Christian carries oil into an heathen temple, or into a synagogue of the Jews, or lights up lamps in their festivals, let him be suspended. 72. If any one, either of the clergy or laity, takes away from the holy church an honeycomb, or oil, let him be suspended, and let him add the fifth part to that which he took away. 11. 73. A vessel of silver, or gold, or linen, which is sanctified, let no one appropriate to his own use, for it is unjust, but if anyone be caught, let him be punished with suspension. 12. 74. If a bishop be accused of any crime by credible and faithful persons, it is necessary that he be cited by the bishops, and if he comes and makes his apology, and yet is convicted, let his punishment be determined. But if, when he is cited, he does not obey, let him be cited a second time, by two bishops sent to him. But if even then he despises them, and will not come, let the synod pass what sentence they please against him, that he may not appear to gain advantage by avoiding their judgment. 13. 75. Do not ye receive an heretic in a testimony against a bishop, nor a Christian, if he be single. For the law says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. 14. 76. A bishop must not gratify his brother, or his son, or any other kinsman, with the episcopal dignity, or ordain whom he pleases, for it is not just to make heirs to episcopacy, and to gratify human affections in divine matters. For we must not put the Church of God under the laws of inheritance, but if anyone shall do so, let his ordination be invalid, and let him be punished with suspension. 15. 77. If anyone be maimed in an eye, or lame of his leg, but is worthy of the episcopal dignity, let him be made a bishop, for it is not a blemish of the body that can defile him, but the pollution of the soul. 16. 78. But if he be deaf and blind, let him not be made a bishop, not as being a defiled person, but that the ecclesiastical affairs may not be hindered. 79. If anyone hath a demon, let him not be made one of the clergy. Nay, let him not pray with the faithful, but when he is cleansed, let him be received, and if he be worthy, let him be ordained. 17. 80. It is not right to ordain him bishop presently who is just come in from the Gentiles, and baptized, or from a wicked mode of life, For it is unjust, that he who has not yet afforded any trial of himself should be a teacher of others, unless it anywhere happens by divine grace. 1:81 We have said, that a bishop ought not to let himself into public administrations, but to attend on all opportunities upon the necessary affairs of the church too. Either therefore let him agree not to do so, or let him be deprived. 4. No one can serve two masters. 3. According to the Lord's admonition. 4:82 We do not permit servants to be ordained into the clergy without their master's consent, for this would grieve those that owned them. For such a practice would occasion the subversion of families. But if at any time a servant appears worthy to be ordained into an high office, such as Onesimus appeared to be, and if his master allows of it, and gives him his freedom, and dismisses him from his house, let him be ordained. 5:83 Let a bishop, or presbyter, or deacon, who goes to the army, and desires to retain both the Roman government and the sacerdotal administration, be deprived. 4. The things of Caesar belong to Caesar, and the things of God to God. 6:84 Whosoever shall abuse the king. 7. Or the governor unjustly, let him suffer punishment, and if he be a clergyman, let him be deprived, but if he be a layman, let him be suspended. 85. Let the following books be esteemed venerable and holy by you, both of the clergy and laity of the Old Covenant: the five books of Moses in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, one of Joshua the son of Nun, one of the Judges, one of Ruth, four of the Kings, two of the Chronicles, two of Ezra, one of Esther, one of Judith, three of the Maccabees, one of Job, 150 Psalms, three books of Solomon, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs, 16 Prophets. And besides these, take care that your young persons learn the wisdom of the very learned Sirach. But our sacred books, that is, those of the New Covenant, are these: the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the 14 Epistles of Paul, two Epistles of Peter, three of John, one of James, one of Jude, two Epistles of Clement, and the constitutions dedicated to you the bishops by me Clement, in eight books, which it is not fit to publish before all, because of the mysteries contained in them, and the Acts of us the Apostles. 8. Let these canonical rules be established by us for you, O ye bishops, and if you continue to observe them, ye shall be saved, and shall have peace. But if you be disobedient, you shall be punished, and have everlasting war one with another, and undergo a penalty suitable to your disobedience. Now, God, who alone is unbegotten, and the Maker of the whole world, unite you all through his peace, in the Holy Spirit, perfect you unto every good work, immovable, unblameable, and unreprovable, and vouchsafe to you eternal life with us, through the mediation of his beloved Son Jesus Christ our God and Savior, with whom glory be to thee, the God over all, and the Father, in the Holy Spirit the Comforter, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. The end of the constitutions of the holy apostles by Clement, which are the Catholic doctrine.